here's a story from The World.
In just the past 2 weeks alone, more than 5,000 Venezuelans have fled over the border into Colombia. They're trying to escape fighting between drug trafficking groups and a special force of the Venezuelan army. An estimated 1.8 million Venezuelan migrants and refugees are now in Colombia, and anti-immigrant sentiment is growing there. That's led groups working with migrants to try out new ways to make integration a bit smoother. They're finding that sometimes having a little childish fun goes a long way. Manuel Rueda has more from the Colombian border town of Riohacha.
Marisabel Parra whacks a soccer ball with her right foot and rushes for first base. Playing kickball in this dusty field on the outskirts of Riohacha helps the 21-year-old deal with some of the stress that comes with being an unemployed migrant, and also brings back memories of her home country. It reminds me of my childhood in Venezuela, when I used to play this at school and in the streets, she says. Add in that it's a good way to meet people and kill time. The organizers of this kickball league in the city of Riohacha hope the sport can facilitate integration between Venezuelan migrants like Maria Isabel and their new neighbors, as anti-immigrant sentiment grows around the country. Our message to young people is that it doesn't matter where you come from, says Jairo Ibarra from the Brisas del Norte Foundation, the community group that started the kickball league. We're all in the same field now, and we must learn to live together. In Brisas del Norte, where roads are unpaved, and most people live in homes made out of scrap materials and tin roofs, relations between Colombians and Venezuelans have been good so far, but that hasn't been the same in other parts of Colombia. In Bogota, city officials recently had to remove posters from lampposts that told residents not to hire Venezuelan workers. Meanwhile, Mayor Claudia Lopez has been blaming Venezuelans for a rise in violent crimes.
Una minoría de migrantes venezolanos profundamente violentos son un factor de inseguridad.
There's a small group of migrants who are extremely violent and pose a threat to our security, Lopez said recently after a policeman was killed by a Venezuelan immigrant. She added that the Colombian government gives Venezuelans everything, but that there are no assurances for locals.
Can you imagine how it must feel for a Venezuelan to see that and see people just reacting to that and saying, yes, of course, they're just rats and they're a plague.
Alejandro Daly runs a project known as the Xenophobia Barometer. Each month, he's finding Colombian accounts are posting around 40,000 xenophobic messages on Twitter.
We see that there is a strong correlation between news that link Venezuelan migrants and refugees with the increase of crime and insecurity in Colombia and the levels of xenophobia. Local media gives more proportion in their news feed to news relating Venezuelan migrants with crime than to other news around migration.
In this challenging environment, organizations that work with migrants in Colombia are no longer just providing legal assistance or helping with jobs. Some also try to change views about immigration. And in Riohacha, kickball has become a way to do that. The sport is largely unknown to Colombians who prefer soccer, but it's common in Venezuela where baseball is the main sport. The first to join the kickball league were Venezuelan migrants and their children. Slowly, locals also started to participate, including Jenny Ibarra, a mother of three from Riohacha. In this game, you don't have to run after a ball all the time, so there's more time to socialize, Ibarra says. We've learned about the culture of our teammates, the dishes they cook, and how they eat black beans. So far, there are three adult teams in the kickball league and four squads for kids under 14. UNICEF donated uniforms and equipment. And the national anthems of Colombia and Venezuela are played before championship matches. Volunteer coach Pablo Ochoa says that's fundamental. It's a way to practice respect for each other and teach positive values, he says. Pibel Gonzalez, one of the team's captains, says adjusting to Colombia hasn't been easy. They accuse me of coming here to take work away from Colombians, she says. It makes you feel bad. She says that the kickball league enables her to let off some steam and is also helping her to take her game to the next level. In Venezuela, we played casually, Gibel says. Here, I have a team with uniforms and regular practices. And for that, I'm very grateful. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Riohacha, Colombia.